Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Mem Aleph. We left off in daf Mem Amid Beis. We're right after the Mishnah on daf Mem Amid Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored L'Zechusar for Shlema for Rabbi Kalimer Shlita, Yehuda ben Rivka Leah, by a lifelong Talmud. It's also sponsored by Sam and Amy Sroka, L'Zechusar for Shlema for Amy's aunt, Naomi Bas Salcha, and L'Ili Nishma, Sam's late grandmother, Claire Gachman, Clara Bas Yisrael. It's also sponsored by Eric and Alana Cohn in memory of Eric's beloved uncle, Dr. Paul Kudowitz, Pinchas Elazar ben Avram Aryeh, whose yard site is being observed over Shabbos. It's also sponsored by Sharol and Avi Savitsky in memory of Sharol's father, Dr. Steven Stein, Shimon Feivish ben Yisrael Yitzchak HaKohen Zatzal, on the occasion of his 37th yard site, which is today. And it's also sponsored by Mark Friedman in honor of the 70th birthday of his dear wife Rosie, on May of Esrim Shana. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. That's really nice to have so many, and keep it going. So we are holding again right after the Mishnah on Daf Amid Beis. The entire Daf, pretty much, once we finish up the conversation that we started yesterday about putting flour into charoses, or putting flour into chardal, and the chashash chimutz that's associated with that, the entire rest of the Daf is going to discuss the requirement that a Korban Pesach be roasted, and specifically that it not be cooked, and all the details that are involved in that. We're going to talk about the Isser to cook a Korban Pesach in fruit juices, and that's going to lead into a discussion of why it's Isser to cook a Korban Pesach after it's already been roasted. Meaning, once you roast it, can you then cook it? And that relates, of course, to some of the sugyas in Hilchos Shabbos about Bishul B'Shabbos. When you take something that was cooked and then roasted, does it lose its Shem Bishul? The Gemara is then going to derive from the specific Isurim of cooking and of partially roasting. There's also an issur of partially roasting a Korban Pesach. So the Gemara is going to derive from there that charring it, that burning it and eating it raw are not included in the issur. And then we're going to discuss cooking the Korban in the Chamei Teveria, whether that's considered a bishul, meaning from a Hilchos Shabbos perspective, it's not told us, it's not or, it's not a fire, it's not told us or, it's not heated by a fire, so it may not be bishul from a Hilchos Shabbos perspective, but what about from a Hilchos Korban Pesach perspective? And then the rest of the daf is going to talk about the issur of eating Korban Pesach when it's partially roasted. So mostly, again, all about the Korban Pesach. So let's begin. We're at the Gemara right after the Mishnah. So we had said in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to put kemach letoch charoses or letoch chardal, right? Did we read the Mishnah yesterday? We didn't read the Mishnah. Okay, so we're at the Mishnah. So let's start from the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ein nosen kemach letoch charoses. A person cannot put kemach, you're not allowed to put flour into charoses. Charoses is made of different types of peiros, and the key factor over here is not so much about which peiros for charoses. That's a sugya for later in the Masechta, about how to best make charoses for the Seder. But over here, the key factor is that they would put some chometz, they would put some vinegar in the charoses, and what effect that has on the chimutz process. So you're not allowed to put, says the Mishnah, kemach into charoses, or letoch chardal, or into mustard on Pesach, because that's going to, the flour is going to be machmitz, it's going to become chametz. Vim nasan, but if you did, you put the kemach into the chardal, or presumably the simple reading of the Mishnah, or into the charoses, yochel miyad, you better eat it right away, before it becomes chametz. Rabbi Meir says, no, you're not allowed to eat it, that's very risky, highly risky. You put kemach into a liquid, and it's going to turn into chametz, you're going to just eat it, hoping that you caught it in time. Ein mevashlus on Pesach, and then the Mishnah says you're not allowed to cook a Korban Pesach lo b'mashkin v'lo b'mei peros, not in water or yayin or shemen or dvash, any normal mashkin, nor in any other mei peros, in any other fruit juices. If you have pomegranate juice or something like that, or apple juice, you're not allowed to cook the Korban Pesach in those things either. Aval sachen matbilin osoben, but you're allowed to baste the Korban Pesach with fruit juices, and when you're eating the Korban Pesach, you can dip the Korban Pesach in such fruit juices. You're just not allowed to cook it in those juices. You have the water that the baker would use to cool off his hands, and when he's arranging the matzah, yishavchu, you should spill out that water right away. Because there's going to be chametz in the water. The hands that are dafka that are constantly dealing with dough will always have a little bit, some pieces of dough on it. So wherever he rinses his hands off, that's going to, some of the pieces of dough are going to remain there, and that's going to cause a chimutz problem. So now we're up to the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Kana, going back to the first thing the Mishnah had said, that you're not allowed to put kemach into charoses or into chardol, and we had a machlokas, if you do, that the Tanakama says, eat it right away, and Rameir says, no, you're not allowed to eat it. So Amar Rav Kahana, machlokas l'toch chardol. The machlokas is, the machlokas come in Rameir is only about putting kemach into chardol, whether you can eat it right away or not. Aval l'toch charoses, divrei akoli sarif miyad. But if you put it into charoses, that forget about, no one's going to say you're allowed to eat that. That you have to burn right away, because charoses has chometz in it, it has vinegar, and vinegar causes is memar lahachmitz. It causes it to become chametz very quickly. So there's no way that you're allowed to take a chance and hope that you can eat it right away before it becomes chametz. Tanya namiachi, and Rebbeisa says exactly this explicitly, that einos and kemach l'tocha charoses v'im nasan yisarv miad. Period. As far as charoses is concerned, if you put it in the charoses, you're gonna have to burn it right away. Oh, l'tocha chardol, Rav Meir Omer yisarv miad v'cham Rami Yachol miad. But if you put it into chardol, that's the machlokas in our Mishnah, whether you're allowed to eat it, or you can eat it right away, or you have to burn it right away. Amar Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, halacha k'divrei chachamim. We pass like the chachamim that you're allowed to eat it when it's l'toch hachardol, that if you put the flour into the chardol, that you're allowed to eat it. So Amar Rav Nachman, Yisrael, Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rav Yehuda, charoses kamamar or achardol kamamar. When you say that we pasken like the chachamim, that yochel miyad, you should eat it right away, are you saying that even in the case of charoses you could eat it right away, which we just got through saying is not even a machlokas, that nobody holds you can eat it right away? But are you arguing on that? Are you arguing on the brisa that we just quoted, and you're claiming that it actually is a machlokas whether you're allowed to eat it even when it's put into charoses, and you're arguing that you can, or achardol kamamar? Or no, you accepted everything we said, that the whole machlokas is only about chardol. When it comes to charoses, you're for sure not allowed to eat it, and you're paskening that when you put it into chardol, you're allowed to eat it right away. So amalei lemay nafkamina, why do you need to know this? L'Rav Kana, it's nogea to what Rav Kana says. Dam Rav Kana machlokas to chardol to charoses divrei kol yisarv miyad. But if you're going to say that we pasken like chum even by charoses, obviously you're disagreeing with what Rav Kana said, that everyone agrees as far as charoses is concerned. So amalei, so Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda said, lo shmi ali, that I never heard Rav Kahana's comment, kolomar lo svirili, which is another way of saying, I don't hold that there's a chiluk between chardol and charoses, the chacham or matir, to eat right away, both by chardol and by charoses, where you put the flour in. And we've passed the chacham in both cases, meaning I reject the notion that everybody agrees that when you put the kemach into charoses, that there's a major shashchimut, it's memar lachmet. I reject any such notion. So I'm Rav Ashi, kavase Rav Kahana mistavre. However, Rav Kahana is more mistaver, that there is that the chum were matir only by chardol, that the chum would not be matir by charoses. Mida Amar Shmuel ein halacha Rabbi Yosi. From the fact that Shmuel says that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi is one that said in yesterday's daf that the chometz will shrivel up the saorim that you soaked. If you soak the saorim, if you do lesisa on the barley and it starts to develop a crack, and you put it into chometz, the chometz will prevent it from becoming chametz. The vinegar will prevent it from becoming chametz. So my love, tzmusi hudelotzamis hachamoy mechamim. Meaning, if you're going to say ein alach Rabbi Yosi, we don't pass like Rabbi Yosi. We don't hold that vinegar prevents chimutz. So doesn't that suggest that it doesn't tzmusi hudelotzamis hachamoy mechama? That since it doesn't prevent the chimutz from happening, it's like any other mashkim that's memaher lahachmitz, that causes the chimutz to happen more quickly. And since charoses has chometz in it, so clearly it's mimahir lahachmit, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it right away. So you see that Shmuel holds like Rav Kahana, that the Chum disagree only about chardol, but when it comes to charoses, then forget about it. You have to burn it right away. Says Gemara, lo, you know, you have no raya from Shmuel that the Chum marmoda, that charoses that has chometz mixed in is going to be machmitz the kemach. No, dilma lo machmitz tzamis v'lo chamoy mechameya. Maybe it's neither. It doesn't cause the chimutz process to be aborted, but it also doesn't speed up the chimutz process. So maybe it's you could hold that you could be yochel miyad, that you'd be allowed to eat it right away. Now, even Shmuel's comment that halacha ki chachamim, that we paskin like the chachamim, is somewhat curious, because the Pnei Yeshua and the Tzlach, the Acharim point out, why would you even have to say halacha chachamim? Whenever you have a yachid keneged a rabbim, we always paskin like the rabbim against the yachid. So in the Ramban, he writes that even though Shmuel is one that says in Maseches Erevin that halacha kramer b'gzeirosav, and the Chora, over here, the halacha should have been like Rameir, who asers if you're misarev kemach in chardal, but still over here, the halacha is like the chum. So according to the Ramban, you understand very well why Shmuel has said the halacha is like the chum, because this goes against another rule that Shmuel has throughout Shas, which is halacha k'Rabbi Meir b'gzeirosav, that normally we pass him like Rabbi Meir in those gzeiros that he made. Pnei Yeshua says a little differently, though. The Pnei Yeshua suggests that if someone leaves Chometz HaAdomi in his house on Pesach, he's in violation of Bayirah Bayimatzeh, because that's considered Chometz. And one might have made the mistake and say that Chometz and Chardal has the same din of Chometz HaAdomi. And therefore, Shmuel comes to Paskin, Halacha Kechachamim, that if you're Ma'ariv, Kemach with Chardal, it's not going to be Machmetz Miyad. It could be that it's that you're allowed to eat it right away, because it's not going to have an immediate impact of chametz. Now, that's the ending the conversation from yesterday. Now we begin a new conversation. The whole rest of the daf is about the second line of that Mishnah of cooking, the issur of cooking a Karban Pesach / the requirement to dafka roast a Karban Pesach. So the Mishnah said, Ein mevashlin, you're not allowed to cook a Karban Pesach in mashkin or in mepeh roast. Tanu Rabbanan. So the Braisa tells us as follows. By Karban Pesach, the Pasuk tells us that al tochel menno vashal buvushal pamayim. The Pasuk says that you're not allowed to eat it na, nor bashel mavushal b'mayim. Na means partially roasted, and bashel mavushal b'mayim, cooked in water. Those are the isurim. Se'enli ela b'mayim. I would only know that if it's cooked in water, it's problematic. Shar mashkin minayin. How do I know that if it's cooked even in other liquids and other juices, that you're not allowed to eat it? So amart kal v'chomer. Uma mayim shein mefigin tamen asurin. Shar mashkin shein mefigin tamen lo kol shkein. If when it comes to water, which doesn't affect the tam, it doesn't change the tam of the meat, it's going to be asur. So when you cook it in shar mashkin, where you're going to cook it in apple juice, it's going to taste like apple juice. So all the more so that should be asur. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says a different limud. How do I know that shar mashkin, that you're not allowed to cook in other juices? But mayim ainli ala mayim shar mashkin minayin tamalomer uvashel mevushal. It's a double expression, bashel mevushal. It could have said, don't eat it na or mevushal b'mayim. Why does it have to say bashel mevushal mikol makom? To tell me that it's not only inclusive of water, but it's inclusive of all juices that you would cook it in. So may binayu. So basically, we just had two explanations of how I know you're not allowed to cook it in fruit juices. Either it's a kal v'chomer from water, or it's a gzeres hakasuv. It's a riboy in the pasuk bashel mevushal. So what's the nafkamina between those two limudim? Ike binayu tzlikedar nafkamina between them would be tzlikedar pot roast. It's not cooking in foreign juices, it's cooking in its own juices. Instead of roasting over an open fire, its own natural juices are dripping out, but it's in a pot, so it's sitting there in its own juices. So if you're going to say a kal v'chomer from mayim, you have no kal v'chomer. You can't say, oh, if you're not even allowed to cook it in water, then kal v'chomer, you're not allowed to cook it in its own juices? Nah, it's not a kal v'chomer at all. Its own juices will enhance its flavor. It's not going to take away from the flavor of the meat. But if you say like the second limud of Hashem l'vushal, that it's a riboy in the pasuk that teaches us that you're not allowed to do any sort of cooking, so tzlikedar is still included in any sort of cooking because it's still cooking in the juices. Rabbanan, hay bashal mevushal mayavdi luhu. What do the Rabbanan do with the riboy of bashal mevushal? Meaning, if they're going to learn that the isser of cooking in shar mashkim is based on the kal v'chomer, what do they learn from the pasuk? They have to admit there is a riboy there in the pasuk. So mibay lelicha detanya, they use that to teach what the following brisa tells us. Bishlo v'achar kach tzlo'o, or shatzlo'o v'achar kach bishlo'o, chayiv. If you cook it and then roast it, or roast it and then cook it, you're going to be chayiv malchus for eating it, because you violated the isser of al tochlu bashal mevushal. And that's what we learned from bashal mevushal, that even eating karban pesach, that's mevushal, is asr, even if it was also roasted before or after the bishal. So says Mara, well, bishlam bishlo v'achar so chayiv. I get why if you first cook it and then you roast it, you're going to be chayiv. Da bashle, because you cooked it, and when you cook it, it is mevushal. So once you cook cook it, it has a shem mevushal. It's a chefza shel iser. So what? By roasting it, it's now going to become mutter? No, it's too late. You already cooked it. That makes a lot of sense to me, that when its initial transformation happened al yedei bishul, that's going to be asr el tzlo'o v'acharkach bishlo hasliyeshu. But if you roast it first and then you cook it, it was roasted. It had still that barbecued taste to it. So a lot of times I'll grill some meat for Shabbos. Some I'll do it about an hour from now. I'll be grilling some meat for Shabbos. My wife will cut it open, terrible job, and she'll throw it in the oven. But it will still taste like it's somewhat barbecued. So am I. So why would you be chayiv for eating such a thing? Some Rav Kana, Hamani Rabbi Yossi hi. That brisa is assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Detanya yotzin berakik kasharoi, that you could be yotzin the mitzvah of achilas matzah with a wafer, a matzah that is soaked after it's baked. Bimavushal shaloni muach, and you can also be yotzei with a matzah that was cooked after it was baked if it hasn't disintegrated entirely. Divrei Meir, that's Rav Meir Shita. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yotzin Barakik Hasharoi, yes, a soaked matzah you could be yotzei with. Avalobim Vushal Afal Pishaloni Moach, but not with a cooked matzah, even if it hasn't disintegrated. Why? Because the Bishal is Mevatel, the Shem Lechem that the matzah had. You baked it, it had a Shem Lechem. Now you're Mevashal it, it loses that Shem Lechem. So you see, according to Rabbi Yossi, when you have something that's baked and is then cooked, it's considered Mevushal. And who Adin? If you have something that's roasted and then cooked, it's considered mevushal, it's not considered roasted. The bishul is mevatel the tzli, and therefore a pesach that's nisbashal and is then roasted becomes aser ba'achila. Ula amar afilu temer Rav Meir. Ula says, you could even say the brisa is following the sheet of Rav Meir, that the bishul that comes after the afiyah or the tzliya is not considered to be a mevushal. It still retains the status of that which is nitzla or that which is ne'efa. Why by the karma pesach is it a problem? But shiny hach adamakra uvashal mevushal mikal makom. But because there's a special riboy in the pasuk dafka by karma pesach, that any type of bishul is going to bother us. So whereas in Hilchos Shabbos or in Hilchos anything else, in Hilchos Matzah, when you have something that's baked and then cooked, it may be that it's still considered a baked item. It's still considered to be baked or a roasted item. But when it comes to Karban Pesach, we have this high sensitivity to any sort of bishul, even a bishul that comes after tzli, even a bishul that comes after roasting. This inyan comes up in Hilchos Shabbos. The Prima Gadim writes that maybe from our sugya we can learn about the halacha of tzli achar bishul, that the first bishul maybe is not batal legamri, because in our sugi we're mechayiv mishum bashal mevushal, and based on that he says since the first bishul is not batal legamri, it could come out that it's a kula, that you could put it in a kli rishon, that which was cooked and then afterwards roasted like any tavshil, not like a din of a tzli, meaning we're machmir that yesh bishul achar tzli on Shabbos. There is a principle in Hilchos Shabbos, start with the basics. There is a principle in Hilchos Shabbos ein bishul achar bishul. Once something is cooked, so there's no further violation of cooking it. However, once something was roasted, we're machmir that there may be yesh bishul achar tzli, that there's a violation of cooking. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is machmir, that a person should not take challah and dip it in soup that's in a kli rishon. If your soup is still in the soup pot, you're not supposed to dip, we wouldn't normally do this anyway, but you're not supposed to dip challah that's in that, because the challah was baked, the soup is cooking. So there is a violation of bishul achar tzli. Why is it that people are knowing that they put their challah into their soup bowl? So that people are makil that maybe the ladle has a din of a kli sheni, by the time it's in your bowl, it's a kli shlishi anyway, kli shlishi is not mevashel, and you put that in combination with the shita that holds that ain't tzli achar bishul, but if we're just going straight halacha, generally speaking, we're machmir that there's a violation of tzli achar bishul. But what if you have something that was mevushal, then nitzla, now can you be mevashal? Very nogeil lemaisa, because when they make instant coffee, right? So the shaila is, are you allowed to be mevashal instant coffee with a kli rishon or iroi kli rishon? Can you put the coffee in the mug and just pour straight out of the kli rishon into the coffee? Because all of those coffee beans have already been cooked. and roasted, right? So the shaila is, so do we have to be, do we have the right to assume that ein bishul achar bishul still applies, or do we say no, the original bishul that it went through is gone because it was subsequently roasted, and if it's roasted, that takes away the original bishul. So yesh yesh, some are machmir to dafka make coffee in the klish lishi, most are make, I think that they to make instant coffee, not all instant coffees, there are different types of instant coffee, the new fancier ones, the Starbucks Vias are a little bit different, they're made differently, it's a whole different metzias. Starbucks came up with all different metzias of instant coffee, so that probably you definitely have to do in a kli shlishi. Okay, so where were we? So back in the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Yachol, so kol tzorcho yechayiv. You might think that if you roast it more than it needs, kol tzorcho means like you totally burn it, so you should be chayiv malchus for eating it, because that's a violation of a lo sase, because the pasuk says ki im tzliyesh, meaning you're only supposed to roast it normally, not saruf ba'esh, tzliyesh. You're not supposed to burn it in the fire, you're only supposed to roast it in the fire. Tamalomar, that's what the pasuk says. Al tochlu men no uvashal uvashal b'mayim, no uvashal uvashal amarti l'cha v'lo tzlo kol tzorcho. That what's included in the yisr, only if it's partially roasted or it's cooked. But if it's tzlo kol tzorcho, if you burn it, you do what they call well done, so then it's not going to be included in the yisr. Say echidami, what would be tzlo kol tzarcho? Amar Vashi, deshavi charucha, that you charred it, you turned it into a burnt piece of charcoal. So that would be tzlo kol tzarcho. So that is not included in the yisr of na, nor is it included in the yisr of basham v'ushal. So there is some discussion over here. We'll leave the discussion. So says Gemara Vayta now. Atan Rabban Yachal Achal Kazayis Yehichayiv. You might think that if a person eats from the Karban Pesach a kazayis of basar that's raw, that's not roasted at all, there's mechayiv malchus, because the pasuk says Al Tochlu Menu Kiim Sliyesh. You're supposed to eat it roasted. Tamalomer Al Tochlu Menu Na Uvashel Mevushal Na Uvashel Amarti Lach V'Lo Chay. That it's only in this when you eat it partially roasted, or when you eat it cooked. But if you eat it raw, then it's not included in the yisr. So yachliyeh mutter, so you might think, okay, so you're not chayiv malchus for eating raw carbon pasach, so you might think that it's therefore mutter l'chadchila as well, and it's no yisr whatsoever. Tamalomar kiyim tzliyesh. That's why the pasuk has to add, no, not only is there an yisr to have it partially roasted, not only is there an yisr to have it cooked, but kiyim tzliyesh. There's a way you're supposed to have it. It's supposed to be tzliyesh. It's supposed to be roasted by fire, that you're only allowed to eat it when it's roasted, not when it's raw. So hechi dami na. What is an example of na? What is how do we define the isra of na? So amirav kedami parsai avarnim. It's like the parsai people say that when something is partially roasted, they call it avarnim. In Lashon HaKodesh, it's called na. That's a basa that's roasted, but it's not roasted sufficiently. Amirav chista. What we're introducing the concept of cooking the Karban Pesach in Chamei Tveria by first introducing us to the concept of Bishul in general in Chamei Tveria. Chamei Tveria are naturally hot springs. So if a person is Mevashel on Shabbos using the naturally hot springs of Tveria, he's potter from bringing the Karban Chatos if he did it B'Shogeg, he's potter from Misa if he did it B'Mezid, because that's not a violation of the Melacha of Bishul as it says in the Torah. Pesach shebishul b'chamei tveria chayiv, but if you cook a carbon pesach in chamei tveria, then a person is going to be chayiv malchus for eating such a carbon pesach. So the Gemara assumes that Rav Chisda is mechayiv for the los asay of uvashal mevushal b'mayim. So the Gemara asks, well, I don't understand. How can you say that you're chayiv for a violation of an isser bishul of your carbon pesach if it's not called bishul from a hilchos Shabbos perspective? Ma'ishna b'Shabbos d'lo d'tol d'seish b'inan. Why is it that you're not chayiv on Shabbos for cooking in chamei tveria? Because you're only chayiv on Shabbos for toldos age, for that which is heated by fire. And chamei tveria are naturally hot springs. They were never heated by fire. Velecha, chamei tveria are not toldos age. Well, Pesach nami lav toldos age, the basar of the carbon Pesach that's cooked in chamei tveria, you should also not be chayiv because it's not toldos age, and therefore it shouldn't meet the basic criteria of bishul. So, meaning the word bishul is a word that's important to define, and then it has applications all over the place. Right? There is a din of bishul on Shabbos. There's a din of bishul basar b'chalav. There's a din midrabanan of bishul akum, and there's a din of bishul of karban pesach, and you would imagine that it's uniform, that whatever we consider bishul in one area of halacha, we would consider bishul in every area of halacha, and whatever is not bishul in one place is not bishul in any place. So if chamei tveria is not called bishul from a Hilchos Shabbos perspective, Chamei Tveria should not be called Bishul from a Hilchos Karban Pesach perspective. So Rav Mai Chayiv Diktani, when Rav Chis says that Vir Karban Pesach is special to Chamei Tveria, Chayiv the cover Mishum Tzli Eish. Now it's not a violation of Basham Mavushal that you ate a cooked Karban Pesach. It wasn't Mavushal. It's a violation of Ki Im Tzli Eish that the Halach is Karban Pesach has to be roasted. It wasn't Mavushal, but it also wasn't roasted, and that's the violation. That's the Chiyuv. Rav Chiyuv Breid Rav Nasa Masila LaHadra Rav Chista. He taught that which Rav Chisda gave this answer of ki im tzliyesh, that it's only about tzliyesh behedya. He had it said much more explicitly that Om Rav Chisda hamvash b'chami tveria b'shabes patur pesach b'chami tveria chayiv. Why shav mishum tzliyesh? That he said explicitly because it's a violation of tzliyesh. So the Gemara is now gonna. Well, before we get to the machlokas, the Gemara is about to bring. The very notion of it being mevash b'chami tveria. All of the achronim are bothered. How can we even raise the possibility of being mevashel b'chamei Tveria? If you bring the Karban Pesach outside of Yerushalayim to Tveria, it's a psul yotze. You're not allowed to eat it anyway. You're not allowed to bring the Karban Pesach outside of Yerushalayim. So if you bring the mayim to Yerushalayim in a kli, so the mayim would cool down along the way. So and plus it's a klisheni zeinu mevashel. So it can't be that you're bringing the chamei Tveria to it, nor can it bring that you bring it to the chamei Tveria. So how does this possibly work? So in the Yechusei Tanoim v'Amoraim, he explains that we're talking about a Pesach that they were the Karban Pesach that they were makrav b'midbar that was eaten b'kol machane Yisrael or in Shiloh where it was nechal b'kol aroa or on a bama gedola b'zman that bamas were mutter, meaning there were different times in history where it didn't have to stay in Yerushalayim. So in those particular times, that's where having a theoretical conversation if someone were to make it in Chamei Tveria during those times where that was a possibility. In the Tshuvas Pri Yitzchak in Chelek Aleph, he says no, you don't have to say that there's a Metzius like this that you could be mevashel the Karban Pesach b'chamei Tveria. It's saying if you lo yitzur that there was such a Metzius, what would the halacha be? I mean, we're trying to define the parameters of bishul, and then you could learn for any other mevashel that's not a toldos ha'ara. I don't know. You cook a Karban Pesach in a microwave. You'll figure out other ramifications of the halacha. That's the way we always do it, right? The Gemara talks about if an elephant swallows reeds and then that comes out as a kli or something when from the other end. Is it klei galalim or is it when did that ever happen? And not everything in the Gemara happened. A lot of times it's a way of setting up a theoretical construct so that we'll then be able to apply the halach nisabra bambatya. How many people were getting pregnant in bathtubs? Was this like a major issue in Talmudic times that women were taking baths and getting pregnant from the bathtub? No, but it helps us determine what the halach is in terms of artificial insemination, determining what's considered a father and all of these types of halacha. So it doesn't have to be. That's the way the Gemara works in general. In Ramei Rarik in Imre Yosher suggests differently. He says that if you hold that if you bring a kli betok kli rishon and you put water in it, it's considered mayim that's munach in a kli rishon because the water the dofne kli were already warmed up, so it's not going to be cooled down from a klisheni. So it could be that you're able to transport the chamei tveria in a way, meaning if you hold that a ladle is a kli rishon, it could be that you could transport the chamei tveria in a way that it's a kli rishon. Meaning if what's the whole svara that something is becomes a klisheni? Because when you pour it from the kli rishon into the klisheni, the walls of the klisheni are mitstanein that cools down the waters, and therefore we assume that that water is not the heat intensity of that water is not so strong and it's no longer able to be mevashel. But what if I preheat the kli that I'm putting the water in? Or better yet, I take the kli and I stick it into the kli rishon ala esh. So I take a ladle, I stick it into the soup pot, I leave it in the soup pot while the fire is on. So whatever's cooking in that ladle is a kli rishon. You're going to pull that ladle out. That ladle is a kli rishon. So you could do the same thing with chamei tveria. You could put a pot in the chamei tveria. So however it's getting heated up from the natural springs, that the pot that's in the chamei tveria is a kli rishon, and then you could transport the chamei, put it in a thermos, and bring it to Yerushalayim. So it's not so rachok min hametzius. I think the pashtus is what some of the achronim suggest is that lav dafka chamei tveria. There must be some hot spring somewhere near Yerushalayim also. I mean, we just always use the example of chamei tveria whenever we talk about a naturally hot spring. But the lav dafka doesn't have to be specifically chamei tveria. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring A further discussion that a machlokes about the chiv malkus on this lav that we just spoke about of kim tzliyesh. So Amar Rava, achalona, if a person eats a karm pesach that's partially roasted, lokeshtayim, he's chayv two malkios, one for al tochlin menuna, right? That's a pasuk that al tochlin menuna, and also for kim tzliyesh, that the pasuk says al tochlin menuna, v'shem kim tzliyesh, that you have to have a dafka tzliyesh, same pasuk, but it's two losaseis, mevusha lokeshtayim. Similarly, if you eat it cooked, you also get two malkios. One for al tochel mimenu uvasham v'shal b'mayim, that you're not allowed to cook it, no, uvasham v'shal b'mayim, you're not allowed to cook v'shal b'mayim, and kiyim sliyesh. Again, all the same pasuk, but there are three clauses in the pasuk. It's al tochel, don't eat it, no, bashel v'shal b'mayim, but you must eat it sliyesh, even though it's you must eat it sliyesh. It's belashon lo sasei that it's al tochlu kiyim sliyesh. Don't eat it except for it's sliyesh. So it's all lo sasei, and therefore you can get malchus for these violations. Abaye Amar in lokan alav shabachos. Abaye says no, you cannot get malchus on kiyim sliyesh because kiyim sliyesh includes many other isurim. Meaning kiyim sliyesh means that you can only eat it roasted, which includes an isur to eat it partially roasted, an isur to eat it cooked. So we don't get malchus on the lav shabachos. We already learned earlier in the Masechta that we don't get malchus on the lav shabachos and daf chavdalid. We also spoke about not getting, when we spoke about a lot about malchios and daf chavdalid, right? We spoke about how many malchios you get if you eat a land creature or a sea creature or a flying, all these shkatzim that you could be chayv multiple malchios for. But one thing we said is that you're not chayv malchus on a lav shabachos. Igad amri tartu de lolaki chad. Others say that according to Abaye, when you would have been chayiv two malkios, like you carbon pesach when it's na or when it's mevushal, so you violated the general isra of al tochel kiyim tzliyesh, and on the particular isra of either na or mevushal, since you're getting one malkus on the particular, so you're not going to get malkus on the general isra, on the lav shabachlalos. But in a case where you could only be mechayiv one malkus on the general isra, like let's say you ate it mevushal b'chamei tveria, it's not na. It's not mevushal because it's chametveri. Chametveri is not bishal at all. So the only thing you would be able to get malchus for is kiyim tzliyesh. But kiyim tzliyesh is a lav shemichlalos. When we say that you don't get malchus for a lav shemichlalos, that means if you're already getting malchus for one of the other isurim that are included in that lav shemichlalos. But if you're not getting any malchus for any of the isurim that are included in that lav shemichlalos, then you'll get malchus for the lav shemichlalos itself. But others say that according to Abaye, no, you don't even get the one malchus to lo miyached lave kelav de chasima, because in order to get malchus for any losa, say it has to be dumyu de lav de chasima. The losase has to be similar to the losase of losachsum shor bedisho. And since there's the losachsum shor bedisho is a lav that's miyuchad for that particular action, for that particular aveira, you don't have that over here. This is not particular. When you have the isr of kiyim tzliyesh, it's not particular for that specific aveira. So the Gemara brings a similar machlokas when it comes to nazir. A nazir is not allowed to eat any grape products. The pasuk says mikol So he's not allowed to eat any grape products, and the pasuk gives examples that he shouldn't eat the chatzanim, which are the seeds of the grapes, or the zug, which is the peel of the grapes. Says Machlokes Abaye and Rava, how many malchios does a nazir get if he eats these things? So Rava Amar, achal zug lo kashtayim. If he eats the peel of the grape, he gets two malchios, one for zug, for not eating zug, and one for mikol asher yasa migefen hayayin, that he's not allowed to eat. If he eats the seeds of the grape, also two malchios, one for the yisra of mechatzanim that lo yochal, and one because of mikol asher yasim migefen hayayin that is lo yochal. Zog v'chartzon lo kashalosh. And if he eats both, then he gets three malchios for zog lo yochal, mechatzanim lo yochal, and mikol asher yasim migefen hayayin lo yochal. Abaye amar ein lokan alav shabacholos. Abaye says no, you can't get a malchus for lav shabacholos, and therefore if you eat either zog or a chartzon, you only get a malchus for that particular issue. Yisr. But when it comes to the Yisr of Kol Asher Yasim Yigevin HaYayin, that you're not going to get Malkus for. That's a Lav Shebecholos. Kol Asher Yasim Yigevin HaYayin, that includes, that's all inclusive. That includes the Zug and the Chatzanim and every other part of the grape. So that's not going to be, you're not going to get Malkus for such an Yisr. So Yikud Yamri, some understand Abaye to be saying, Tartiu Dilo Laki Chadam Yas Laki. That just means, in the context of Nazir, that if you're already getting Malkus for eating Zug or for eating Chatzanim, then you're not going to get Malkus from Mikol Asher Yasim Yigevin HaYayin. But let's say you eat some part of the grape that's not the Zug or the Chatzanim. You eat the Ale Gefanim, the Lave Gefanim, some other part of the grapevine that's not the Chatzanim or the Zug. So then you're only then the only potential Malkus would be Mikol Asher Yasim Yigevin HaYayin. Good. So then you're going to get Malkus from that pasuk from Mikol Asher Yasim Yigevin HaYayin, even though it is a Lav Shebecholos. Lav Shebecholos is only that you're not going to get Malkus on Lav Shebecholos when you're already getting Malkus for one of the details that are included in it. But if you're not otherwise getting Malkus, then you do get Malkus for Lav Shebecholos. V'ikadamri, but the other version of Abaye tells us, no. Chadanami lalaki d'lomiyachi lave kalav d'chasima. That you don't get Malkus on the Lav Shebecholos at all, because Lav Shebecholos is simply not similar to the Lav d'chasima, and anything that's not similar to the Lav d'chasima, you know, to losachsum shorbedisho, you don't get Malkus on. So the same machlokas, the same two versions of Abaye about what exactly the parameters are of not getting Malkus on Lav Shebecholos, either like the first day, you don't get Malkus and Lav Shebecholos when you're already getting Malkus for one of the other Isurim that are included in it, or that you never get Malkus on the Lav Shebecholos, but two applications of that principle. Over here, when it comes to Bishul of a Karban Pesach, and by the Parsha of Nazir, when it comes to eating grape products. So now, the Gemara comes back to our discussion of Karban Pesach. Tan Rabbanan, Ochel Kazayis Nami Bod Yom Pater. Let's say you ate a Kazayis of a partially roasted Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, so you're going to be potter from Malkus. Kazayis nomi shchashecha chayiv. But if you eat a partially roasted Karban Pesach on Pesach night, when you're supposed to be eating the Karban Pesach properly, then you're going to be chayiv Malkus. Because the Yisra of Achilles Na is only when you could potentially fulfill your mitzvah of Achilles Karban Pesach. If you cannot fulfill your mitzvah of Achilles Karban Pesach, there's no Yisra of Achilles Na. So achal kazayis tzli mibod yom. If you eat a kazayis of roasted Karban Pesach mibod yom, lo pasalatzmo mibnei chabura. You have not possibled yourself from participating with the Bnei Chabura. Meaning the halacha is you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach in two different locations. You have to eat the Karban Pesach in one location. So if you ate part of the Karban Pesach in one place, and you're ready, were mekayim the mitzvah of eating Karban Pesach in that place, now you cannot join the rest of the Chabura in another place. But what if you ate roasted Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach? So now you didn't really do anything as far as the Karban Pesach is concerned, because Achilas Pesach Shelo Bezmana is not considered an Achila at all. So it's therefore not going to passel you from joining with the rest of the Chabura, ironically, meaning you did something wrong. You jumped the gun and you ate the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, but that's not called Achilas Karban Pesach. And therefore, when you subsequently joined the Bnei Chabura that night, it's not called that you ate the Karban Pesach in two different locations. But Kazayis Tzli Michshach HaShecha, Pasel Asim Bnei Chabura. But if you ate a Kazayis Tzli after it already got dark, when Pesach night already started, so then you're not going to be able to join your Bnei Chabura in a different location, because that's going to be a violation of eating b'shtei chaburos, of eating b'shtei mekomos. Tanya idach, we have another brayse that says yoch halachal kazayis nami bold yom yechayiv. You might have thought that if you eat a kazayis na on erev Pesach, that you chayiv malchus for violating the yisur of al tochlim menu na vidinu. And the truth is, it's a kal v'chomer. Uma b'shashi yeshem b'kom echol tzli. If at a time where there's an yisur of eating it tzli, yeshno b'bal tochal. There's a mitzvah rather of eating it tzli. Yeshno b'bal tochal na. There's an isra of eating it partially roasted b'shashayin b'kom echol tzli on erev Pesach, where you don't even yet have a mitzvah of eating it tzalui. Eino din sheyeshem b'bal tochal na. I would think for sure it would be aser to eat it partially roasted. Although, or maybe no, maybe don't say such a kal v'chomer. But from a different svara, we could say that it's aser to eat na on erev Pesach, and we could say that the isra of na maybe does not apply on leil Pesach. B'shashayin b'kom echol tzli yeshem b'bal tochal na. Maybe when there's no mitzvah yet to eat it roasted, meaning on Erev Pesach, that's when there's an isra to eat it partially roasted. But when there's a mitzvah to eat it roasted, meaning when Pesach starts, maybe there's no isra of achilas Pesach shunad. Maybe there's no isra of eating it partially roasted. Val tatami, you might say, what kind of svar is that? Sharei That on Erev Pesach, before Pesach starts, where it's asr to eat even when it's roasted, and when Pesach starts, all of a sudden it becomes mutter to eat when it's roasted, and therefore it's not so crazy to say that there's an isser that would exist on Erev Pesach that goes away when Pesach starts. Just like the isser of eating it, it was asr to eat it even roasted on Erev Pesach, and that isser turns into a mitzvah as soon as Pesach starts. So maybe the isser of eating it, is only on Erev Pesach. Pesach starts. And the Yisr of eating it, goes away. Not so crazy. So Talmud Lomar, that's why the Pasuk says, Al tochlim menu na uvashal mvushal b'mayim, kiyim sliyesh. Shein Talmud Lomar, kiyim sliyesh. Why does the Pasuk have to say kiyim sliyesh? Pasuk already said, vachlas abasar b'layla azet sliyesh. And already told me you have to roast your karma pesach. So ma Talmud Lomar, kiyim sliyesh. Why does it have to say in the Pasuk about the Yisr of eating it mvushal and the Yisr of eating it na? Why does it have to say the words kiyim sliyesh? Lomar lecha, b'shash yeshem b'kom echelsi, yeshem b'al tochal na, b'shash yeinu b'kom echelsi. That the isra of eating it partially roasted is only when the mitzvah of eating it sliyesh is operative. Meaning, not like we wanted to say that the isra of eating it na is on Erev Pesach. No, dafkan Pesach. That's when the isra of eating it na is operative. Rebbe Omer Ekra Ani Bashel, Matam Lomer Mavushal. You know, why does it have the double expression Bashel Mavushal? It could have just said Bashel. Sheyachal, because I might have thought, Ein liyala bishlo min shechashecha, bishlo mi bod yomi nayin. I would have thought that the isra of eating it Mavushal is only if you cook it on Pesach, but if you cook it on Erev Pesach, how do I know that you chayv malchus for that as well? Tamalomar bashal mavushal. That's why it says a double expression. Tell me that you violate the issue of achilas karban Pesach cooked mikol makom, even when it was in the spashel before the zman achila. V'hai bashal mavushal afke Rebbe litzli kedar l'shar mashkin. Wait a second. Way back at the beginning of the daf, we already had a limud from bashal mavushal, namely that tzli kedar shar mashkin, that you're not allowed to make a karban Pesach a pot roast, and that you're not allowed to cook it in Shar Mashkin. How can you make a new drasha now that Bashal Mavushal is going to tell me that the Yisr of Bishal applies bein whether you cooked it on Erev Pesach or bein whether you cooked it on Pesach? I already have plenty of drashas from Bashal Mavushal. No, because Im Kain Lemakra O Bashal Bashal O Mavushal Mavushal. If that's all I wanted to tell me, the Pasuk could have given me a double expression with the same expression said twice: Bashal Bashal or Mavushal Mavushal. My Bashal Mavushal Sham Minatarti. Meaning we have one drasha from the fact that it is a double expression, and another drasha from the fact that that the double expression changed the formulation, and that therefore is okay. From the fact that it's a double expression alone, that we learn that you shouldn't have tzli kedar and that you shouldn't have cooked in other liquids. The fact that we changed the expression that we changed the wording of the expression from bashel to muvushal, that's what tells me that you're not allowed to have karban pesach cooked bein on erev pesach, bein on pesach itself. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up a Tana Rabbanan. For the Zoom people, I'm going to give a shiur on Motzai Shabbos as well. I'll give a shiur on Shabbos and then again on Motzai Shabbos on Zoom at 8 o'clock. Be'ezras Hashem. It's a wonderful Shabbos.